Zero issues.
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ. Zero issues.
Body of Christ.
Body of Christ. Advent calendar. Advent calendar.
Everyone come up for your cookie.
It's more like a cracker.
It's
really
a cracker. You can only eat it if you
earn
it.
But it's my body.
That's true.
But you can get much better food at home without earning shit.
Yeah, but you get wine. You get wine that, like, a dozen other people have already drank before you.
Yeah. Gross. I can buy a bottle of wine and get some Ritz.
Who wants some gross wine? Who wants some gross wine?
Me. Yeah.
And some Ritz.
And some Ritz.
Just body of Christ
it's
and
really,
Ritz.
It's more like a rice cracker.
Yeah.
I think if anything.
I'm saying it's better.
With a little bit of dude's flesh.
You could get the cheapest bottle of wine and some Ritz crackers and not have to sit in a building for a couple of hours to get it.
I feel like you should start your own church.
Alright. Okay. We're talking about religion, obviously.
I
hope it's obvious.
Oh, is that all in the episode? Because I'm in some trouble.
I thought we were talking about crackers and wine. I thought we were talking about a classy party.
Yeah. It's very classy. Religion and comics.
Mini episode 16.
We get off track a bit.
Religion and comics.
Oh. Yes. Here's my first question. How does it exist? It's interesting. Comics...
It's touched on and then left. And
yeah.
Then backed off and touched on and then... No. It's a touchy subject.
They found the unstable god molecule.
Yeah. A comic universe is such a bizarre, interesting, contradictory thing where you have so much evidence of, that's not possible, but also, it is because we've proven that there's an actual god. But also, Nope,
it's just Jack Kirby.
Yep, just Jack Kirby.
How are ya?
No one should ever say just Jack Kirby, though, no. To be fair.
Because Jack Kirby is just.
He is just.
Unlike Stan Lee.
Oh! What? High five.
No, it wasn't. It was a great high five.
It was the best one.
But nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it.
For religion and comics, the first thing that jumped to mind to me was God Loves, Man Kills.
Yes.
For X-Men. And that was one of the first that I ever saw. Like, I have the old original graphic novel of it, which was at the time when graphic novels were coming out then.
Yeah.
They're these big format, like, high prestige, kind of, like, larger than normal comics format things.
Right.
And I was like, what is this? I picked it up and it blew me away. So good. So good.
It was something special in an age where like every single story arc wasn't collected.
Yeah.
In that.
Well, exactly.
The really good ones.
You did not have collections. Those didn't even exist. And then I was like, what is this? No, it's not a collection. It's like an individual story that was done in this format for you to buy like that. But that being said, the whole thing was William Stryker, who was as opposed to the movie version.
The movie version.
He wasn't Hannibal.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't in the military. Well, I guess was.
He was just a preacher. He was.
He
a
was a preacher. I was gonna say he wasn't in the military. Yeah, he wasn't in the military. He was just a preacher, really. But not just a preacher. Like
he was a preacher.
It
man.
Was an interesting thing because it was like a. Him kind of pointing out, like, calling on attack the mutants, and they were like an abomination of God, and creating a religious fervor.
Get a knife in there.
Peanut butter.
I was thinking ketchup, but okay.
What's that?
Trying Sorry. To get the last of the beer.
Pardon me.
But creating that the religious fervor that's trying to track down, and then they're attacking the X-Men, and they don't really know why they're being attacked, and some of them are captured, and then you kind of go from there. But the point that it clicked for me was William Stryker. It's near the end, and he is battling on stage in front of everybody, and he says to they're also part of God. They're like they're everybody is human. Everybody's part of the same thing. And he points to Nightcrawler. You call that thing like a child of God sort of thing. And then Kitty Pryde's like just retorts back to him and it just starts a fervor. And then and that really was like an interesting concept for me. That it was like, okay, she is battling back of just like an ideology of like look, right. Look and it becomes like a an upwards appearance thing. And then like as all X-Men stories are, it's a racial kind of thing.
Right.
Or an outward or a minority thing of some sort.
Yeah. Well, a story like that, that's like I don't know, to me that's like that is the most gay friendly that the X-Men ever appears. And it's a very gay friendly sort of thing.
There's a where reason like, that that has been such a
yeah,
you know, and not look just, at like what the Singer movies did and such, yeah.
It's not just, you know, any minority. And absolutely, I suppose it is,
but that, it should
that,
be
that's
any.
The one that sort of
really I never linked it to a gay thing.
That was the first thing, just because, you know, the like you look at there's so many normal mutants like Kitty Pryde, like Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, they can pass for normal.
Yeah.
And
well, that's sort of the heart of how it can pretty much, you know, apply to anything. Just this episode is going to just be an X-Men episode apparently now, but I mean, yeah, like you can have the ones that look different, but you have the ones that look like, you know, like just a general white person, but, you know, aren't. You know what I mean?
That, okay, yeah, mutants. I never really looked at it that way. I thought of it more as, okay, you've got people that just look at people, but then, okay, here's people that look a little different from those other people.
Sure.
And I saw that more as a minority thing rather than specifically a gay thing.
Stryker pointing out Nightcrawler.
But then that's also a
yeah.
That's your own person. Like, as all comics and all stories, you bring your own viewpoints to it, and you're gonna pull your own things.
And there's a reason Stryker singled out Nightcrawler, because Nightcrawler himself is like a
obviously
devout
he's the
Catholic.
Most,
because remember his origin story.
Yeah, that one right
well,
there.
Well, but no, like visually, he's the most demonic looking of them.
But
it's interesting that he's the devout Catholic, and it's interesting that Kitty Pryde is the Jewish character.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then that's what was one of those things that like that, and there was a couple other stories that all came out at the same time. Or I read around the same time that it clicked, because there was another one, a regular issue of X-Men, I don't know, remember which one, but number-wise, but drawn by Bill Sienkiewicz, it's a Claremont one, and they're battling Dracula, and turns Storm into
right.
a vampire,
oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, Kitty Pryde does the...
The cross,
and he's like, "You're Jewish."
Yeah.
That has no power. And then that's when the Nightcrawler's, but I believe.
But I do believe in
it
works.
And then
right?
that was the first time I ever saw, I was like, oh. Any reference to this, she was Jewish. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, it's like, oh, so here's another aspect of the character. Like, not that was ever heavily explored, but.
Like, it was always present, but I felt like it was always very respectfully done during the Claremont run.
That's funny. That reminds me of I Am Legend, like the original book.
Sure.
The Omega Man.
Yeah.
Where like he's going and he's killing these ghouls, which are essentially vampires, and he tries to use a cross on one. He's like, "I'm Jewish." He's like, oh, okay, Star David, it is.
It's pretty good.
It's like, I want to see that in a Will Smith movie.
How many superheroes are religious though? That's the question.
Yeah, well, and, you know, again,
okay.
religious is a sliding scale.
For sure. When I think I brought it
we're
up.
We're not all Sabra here.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was last
Ben Grimm's Jewish.
Last episode or the
Jewish?
Episode before,
yep.
I brought up that website, that adherence.com.
Oh, yeah.
That I stumbled upon. But there was a quote on there of somebody saying, there's more minority character, or he said it like this, it's interesting that there's more minority superheroes than religious ones.
Hmm.
And I never really thought about it, but I was like, yeah, you're probably right. Because it's a tricky subject to get into, and
yeah.
How do you handle that? And then and as comics go, like it goes from creator to creator, and are they going to handle it, or are they just kind of ignore it?
Right.
Like, okay, Kitty Pryde long ago has been established as Jewish, but has that ever been taken up as a thing.
What I would like to see explored a bit, because again, because that question always, you know, that question does arise, and that's a fair one.
Yep.
The question I would like to, like, these superhero universes, specifically the Marvel one, but also DC, they're very science-based.
Yeah.
Like, their science, it's knowledge and exploration is much further than, say, ours is. Like, they're kind of science fiction in a lot of ways.
Right.
So my question is, and they won't really address this because, again, you don't want to turn off the audience so much, but maybe in their world, religion's kind of not relevant. Like, maybe they've grown past it
in some ways. I don't know if it's that. I think it's more hard to address as a writer.
Well, that's also true.
It's hard to address and then incorporate, especially long-term.
Yeah. I feel like it's, you know, you want to be respectful of it. At the same time, there might be, as a writer, you might be approaching it from a perspective where you don't want to offend somebody.
And, well, then that brings in the secondary point of, hey, it's a business.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure, like, anybody, okay, nod here and there, or whatever. We mentioned Phantom Stranger before.
Sure.
That was a total nod to God and the devil and whatever.
You have storylines where, like, biblical stuff is literally true, and then you, in the same universe, have storylines where you're pretty much saying, nope, that's not possible.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be that contradiction.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry, but much like any conversation about religion, we have discovered nothing.
When you do things right, people won't be sure you've done anything at all.
Well played, God.
If that is God.
Was that Billy West?
It sounded like Billy West. I think that was Billy West.
Billy West is God.
Billy West is God.
Well, we solved it.
All right. Thanks for coming, everybody. Come back tomorrow. There'll be a new one.
Job. Praise to Billy West.
Praise to God. I was going to say Jesus, but...
Fry.
Praise to the
Fry. But also Professor Farnsworth and Zoidberg.
Also Stimpy and Ren in the third season.
Bri loves you.
Good night.